And Matoa Cup Day Mark II here. Ray, how did we fare yesterday across the Guineas program?
Yeah, it was a pretty tough day to find a winner. No, they got the better of me yesterday. We'll have to stage a good recovery at the two meetings today. The Cranbourne Cup, going to be a great meeting. And Matoa's a good meeting too. We have the Matoa Cup and... early in the program, it looks like Kieran Maher, David Eustace stable are going to pretty well dominate, as they did last Sunday at the provincial meeting. I think they won about four races, and it wouldn't surprise if they won three or four again today.
Yeah, I think they teamed up with Harry Coffey for a few at Donald on Tuesday as well, so certainly... Yeah. In cracking form. We get the card underway with a three-year-old maiden plate. This race over the 1,100 metres. Scratchings here are 8, 10 and 13. Coffee Ma and Eustace right to the fore here with Bill Jim at $1.65 off his debut run at Geelong. Valley of Hearts, $7.50. Howard's an $8 chance. Chaffel de Free at $8.50. Out to Gold Current at 12. Are we with the favourite to get Matoa Cup Day underway, Hucker?
Yeah, I'm with him. I think the $1.60, with the number of first starters in the race, I wouldn't be really rushing in to take the $1.60. I'd be keen to see if there's any support for the first starters. But Bill Jim, the $1.60 favourite, has the record on the board. He did win a barrier trial back in August. He won the trial very easily at Cranbourne. There wasn't much in the way of opposition, but he strolled home, and then he made his debut at Geelong. He was backed in from $3 into $2.70. I thought he had every chance, but in the end, he was only beaten 2.25 lengths in what was undoubtedly a much, much stronger than this race here. He's drawn a good barrier. He's got the very much in form Harry Coffey on board. Geez, riding well. Harry, and I think he'll be winning the first. Of the others, well, the first starters I marked down are numbers 9, Valley of Hearts, and number 6, Howard, and maybe next best we'll put in number 3. But very short, probably the winner, but keep an eye out if there's any support for the first starters. I go 1.96 and 3.
1.96, 3 from Rain. The first race, number 2, is a maiden over 1,200 metres. Scratchings here are 5, 8, 14 and 15. Aladar is the favourite here for Coffee Mara and Eustace again. This one $1.70. Magnosaurus John Price on Cranbourne Cup Day trekking to Matoa $6. Freestyler $6.50. He's already $9. And Rusai at $12 for Will Price. How do we play the second, Ray?
Yeah, well, here we go again with another Mara Eustace runner in Alida who... certainly start wasn't particularly well fancied. It opened up at $4.60, which pretty generous price for the stable runner at Tatura, but it drifted right out to $9.50. Well, it finished up running second in a field of 12. It was a good run, was on right on the speed all the way. I fought on very well in the straight, found the winner was too good. It was called Free Thrills. Was too good for a leader, but gee, she beat the others pretty comfortably. And with that experience under her belt and not much in the way of opposition from what they've shown so far, you've got to put her on top. Number 4, Magnosaurus, was not in a bad run first up the other day when it ran 6th in a pretty good maiden at Sale, was only beaten less than 4 lengths and came from a long way back in the field. Number 2, Freestyler, is resuming from a spell, showed some ability fresh at its last campaign. And number 10, he's already, both its runs for the day have been okay. It's got a good barrier. We'll put it in as next best. But again, a very short price favourite, 11 from 4, 2 and 10.
11, 4, 2 and 10 in race number 2. Race number 3 is a 3-year-old and up maiden over the 1,600 metres, 13, 14. The emergency's come out here and the Tab Fixed Odds favourite is Kasimba. You guessed it. Coffee, Ma and Eustace, $2.50. This one's a bit more value, though. Thrills of Thrills at $4.80. Valentine at $5. JPV, $8.50. There for you at $9.50. Out to Torpedo Miss at $11.
Yeah, well, this mare, Kasimba, has had 10 goes at trying to break through in maidens, has managed five placings. Her two recent runs, Swan Hill and Mornington, were both on speed and she battled on pretty well. Another one who found the winner much too good at Mornington last time, but getting into a field like this, she is the one to beat. She's a five-year-old, as I mentioned, and she's had 10 goes before, so I'd be a bit reluctant to run dash in and take real short odds again. At least she's a little bit better than the first two, but who are both well in the red. Look, a good barrier, Harry Coffey again. I've got it on top. I put in number 10. Thrills of Thrills for second. It did run second in a barrier trial at Cranbourne back in March and showed ability, but in four starts since they've only been fair, not too far away at Coleraine last start. Then we go to number 6 and 2. You would think that the stable will win the first two races. This one's going to be a bit harder, I think, for Kashimba, but have got it on top. So tipping them to win the first three, but not keen about taking the real short odds. I'll go 8 from 10, 6 and 2.
8, 10, 6, 2, race 3. Race number 4 is 0 to 58 over the 2,050 metres over the Matoa Cup trip. There are no changes here. Achieve Victory for Shaheed and Dean Yendel tops the market for this one. $2.80. Easy Drama, $4.60. Captain Argento, $4.80. Lady DD, $5.50. Power of Many, $7.50. Had a Couple at $9.
Yeah, I think Achieve Victory will be winning here. He has firmed up in the betting, and that doesn't surprise me at all. Gee, he looks well placed here. He's bred to get over a bit of ground, being by an Achiever, and he's been running on very well in his races, and he's going to really appreciate getting out to the 2,050 metres here. He wasn't too far away at Geelong last start, and I don't think he was really suited on the wet ground there. I think back onto a dry track particularly, I think, gee, he's going to be very hard to beat. I, in fact, made him the best bet on the program to beat number 4, Captain Argento. Good run last time when it ran second at Geelong. It had its chance. It hit the front in the home straight and was run down late. It's probably the main danger. We then go to number 3, Easy Drama, and at number 8, Lady DD, who's been very honest recently. But Jim Keane on the 5. 5 from 4, 3 and 8.
5, 4, 3, 8 in the 4th. Race number 5, first leg of the quarter, 0 to 58 over 1,200 metres. 7, 9, 13 and 14 are the scratchings here. And the favourite is the Swan Hill prepared Wasabi at $4.60. Jaden Lloyd takes the 4 kilos off. Dismayed at 5, 5.50. Kona Khan as his star finder. Sleek Achiever, $6.50. Ruby Eye, $6.50. Contilla, a $10 chance.
Gee, it's a wide open race. I'm going with number 3, Star Finder, who has been a bit out of its class in recent starts. At Geelong last time, in a much stronger race than this, was only beaten about 2.5 lengths. I thought it was okay, and that was on a soft track. I think getting back onto a dry track is going to suit this 4-year-old. His only win was on a dry track, and his soft track form, he's had 6 starts. He's managed only a second and a third. I think he'll improve on the dry ground today, and I think the main danger is in the same category, number 4, Dismayed, whose recent form has been on soft and heavy tracks. The last time he raced on a firm track, a good track like today, he did win his maiden at Kembla Grange. So that was in May this year. So back on the dry, I think he'll be an improver. I then go down to number 8, Ruby Eyes. Will be improved by its first up run, going to get a great run from the inside barrier. And the favourite, Wasabi, it's got a chance. I thought its last run at Swan Hill, it had every possible chance when it ran fourth there, but this is not a strong field, so this mare has got a chance as well. 3, 4, 8 and 6. They're the four I'm going to put in the first leg of the quaddy.
Race number 6 on the card is the Matoa Cup. Only a small field to go around here. Artie Lucas is the favourite. Dean Holland, Paul Pruska with the 54 kilos. $2.15. Barry the Baptist, $2.30. Break and Enter, an $8 chance. Kilimanjaro, $8.50. Kapoor, $19. As is Patch Adams. And Trade Ichi is a $21 hope. Artie Lucas, Barry the Baptist, little between them at the top of the market here, right?
Yeah, won its last three at Murray Bridge and twice at Morfordville over in Adelaide. Has had a month off since its last run. Has been entered a couple of times or acceptors a couple of times and has been scratched. So I wouldn't know whether the horse maybe had a little setback, but he is in great form. He's been winning very well in Adelaide, and I think he probably would be the horse to beat. The danger most definitely is number 3, Barry the Baptist. Gee, he's a good horse in these type of races, and he won the Apsley Cup in June at Edenhope, and then he had a break before running a really good second at Ballarat behind the Japanese horse, Shin Rook, at Ballarat when he tried to lead all the way. I think they will fight it out, the 5 and the 3. Very, very little between them. I go 5 from 3. Next best number 7, Break and Enter, who won okay last start at Coleraine. Down the bottom, Patch Adams, when he got back onto flat racing last start, I thought it was quite a fair run. He might be an outsider with a chance. But I think 5 and 3, or 3 and 5, are the only two you need. 5, 3, then 4 and 7.
5, 3, 4 and 7 in race number 6. Race number 7 is the Melbourne Cup Carnival Country Series Heat, benchmark 64. This is the first heat that's been held over since the Matoa Cup was rescheduled, over 1,600 metres. 1, 4 and 15 are the scratchings here. We've seen a heat of this race yesterday at Hamilton. Also see another heat of this today at Cranbourne. So Astounding, $4.60. Rebellious Lord, $5.50. Abyssinian, $7. Brilliant Concept, $7.50. Santelmo Fuego, Tesla at $10. Sentimentalist at $10. Viva Achiever is an $11 chance. I think this might be the first $100,000 race run at Matoa, Hucker.
I would think so. I was just going to say, a $100,000 race at a Sunday meeting at Matoa, where it's a remarkable prize money. And what a wonderful series this is for these country horses. It's a wide open race, as you would imagine. $100,000, they would have all been set for this. And I'm going with one of fair odds in number 8, Santelmo Fuego, who has been racing very well. His last start at Swan Hill, he didn't have a great deal of luck in running. And he got beaten about 2 3/4 lengths, but it was still a very solid run. He finished the race off very nicely. Before that, he'd run third at Bendigo behind Vungus and only beaten 3/4 of a length. That is really good form for a race like this. I do like the fact that Simon Wild, the trainer, has put the blinkers on him here for the first time. I would say they've probably, $100,000 race, they've probably been saving up the blinkers, and they put him on, put them on today. Dean Yendall to ride, around $7-$8. I think he's really good value. I put in number 12 for second, Brilliant Concept. His last couple of runs have been very good, placed at Sandown and Ballarat in pretty good races. He's definitely a danger. Number 13, So Astounding, is well placed now it's got into the field. And then I'll put in number 3, Abyssinian. He can mix his form a little bit from barrier 1. He should get a good run all the way. Really good race, 8 from 12, 13 and 3.
When it gets into the final on Oakster, I think they might have their work cut out though, Hucker, if Impy and Harbour Views get there in tip-top order.
Harbour Views, I think he's probably the most promising horse I've seen for a long, long time. I don't think they'll be beating him.
Benchmark 64 is race number 8 on the program. Over the 1,100, 8, 11 and 12 are the withdrawals here. Foxy Star, Wild and Yendall team up again here. $3.10. Rain Happy for Campbell Rowilla, $4.60. Magna Carta, $4.80. Weld, $7.50. Miss Cool and Gatter, $8. Montalbano at $9. A few of these jockeys might have camped overnight after Manangatang yesterday, Hucker.
Yeah, well, they may well have. Another really tough open race. I like number three, Rain Happy. It won successive races in August at Donald and Warwick Nabil, won them very well, and it's two runs since. It's ran ninth at Cranbourne and sixth at Mornington, but both times it's only been beaten 2.5 lengths in much better fields than this. It has the young Campbell Royal Willer claiming 4 kilos, and watched him kick home a winner the other day. He's going to be all right, this kid. And with a 4 kilo claim, I think Rain Happy will be very hard to beat from a good barrier. Number seven, I put in for second, Foxy Star. Its first up run was quite good. We then go to number six, Weld. It's another one well placed here, but a little awkwardly drawn. And at number nine, Day on the Drink. I go 3 from 7, 6 and 9.
3, 7, 6 and 9 in the last. Your best value, Cordy, and playing of the day for Matoa Cup Day, please, Ray.
Yeah, my best is back in race 4, number 5, Achieve Victory. Rather keen on him. I think the value is in race 7, number 8, San Telmo Fuego. And for the quadrilla, the first leg 3, 4, 6 and 8. The second leg 3 and 5. The third leg 1, 3, 8 and 13. And the last leg 3, 6, 7 and 9.
3, 6, 7 and 9 to bring it home. Good luck today, Ray.
Good. Thanks, Brandon.